It's Friday, January 14th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
And while I hate Kyle...
She only says that because I am going to be taking a long weekend in her favorite city, New Orleans.
But I love, and this is no secret to you either, I love trout fishing in America, both the music and the band. And I just want to tell you, my opinion has been validated.
Because?
Not only because they have four Grammy nominations, come on, but because I found out in doing a story about their performance coming up at the Alma Performing Arts Center that they're being collected by special collections at the university libraries in Fayetteville.
So what does that mean? All their lyrics,
all their, really it's ephemera. All of this stuff that Keith Grimwood has been keeping, posters and stories and ticket stubs and parking passes and everything else that has been filling up his house, is going to go to Spatial Collections. Timothy Nutt, who is assistant director of Spatial Collections, says they've had a big impact on not only the music scene in Arkansas, but the national music scene. We're always looking for individuals, groups, or organizations that have made some sort of impact on Arkansas history. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, and it's quite a compliment.
And Keith is very excited that he gets to drag out all these things that he's collected for 34 and a half years.
And they won't be in his house anymore?
No, but he's dragging stuff home from the trout house
to
fill the spaces. So it's all going to work out. It sounds like lyrics for a new song. The songs they'll be singing Thursday are from the new CD, which is called Looking at Lucky, and they're largely about being the age most of us are.
And when you say Thursday, this is at the Alma Performing Arts Center.
Yes,
we should establish that, yes.
Yes, I think I said that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You weren't listening, were you?
Sorry.
And that age is old enough to have senior moments and lose the car in the parking lot and young enough to jump on the back of the grocery cart and ride to the car.
Very good.
It's a good thing. Again, it's 7:30 Thursday at the Alma Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $10 to $20.
Which is pretty inexpensive.
For four-time Grammy nominees, really? 632-2129. Okay. Now, I know trout is not everybody's cup of tea. Just like New Orleans is not everybody's cup of tea. And while I think there's something inherently wrong with you people, I got a couple of other options for Thursday.
All right.
Thursday's the big night. Pedal Steel guitarist Robert Randolph and
always,
the family band.
Always puts on a great show.
9 o'clock at George's Majestic Lounge. He's been called one of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time by Rolling Stone magazine.
So there you go.
Kind of impressive. And he's touring in support of his third studio album called We Walk This Road, which was produced by T-Bone Burnett.
Mm-hmm.
And has a lot of old-time gospel feel to
it. Very much a gospel influence. And my advice... If you're thinking about going, call right now, because Robert Randolph at George's generally sells out. So
yeah,
call
tickets
ahead.
Tickets are just $20.
Yeah.
So call now or go on georgesmajesticlounge.com. And if you're still not satisfied, mm-hmm. we aim to please. How about country musician Tracy Lawrence performing at the Cherokee Casino in West Siloam Springs Thursday?
Ooh, well, Thursday is the big night.
10 o'clock, free.
Really?
Yeah.
Just show up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, let me give you a word about that if you've never been there. Their performance space is this really cool bar area with a really cool stage, and it's really small.
Okay.
So go early. Go get some dinner. Go over there.
That's in West Island Springs, Oklahoma.
Yes, it is. Now, if none of that does it for you, the Wakarusa Music Festival lineup has been announced.
Wakarusa is a festival that for several years was outside of Lawrence, Kansas,
mm-hmm.
moved 2 years ago, mm-hmm. or now 2.5 years ago, to Northwest Arkansas, Mulberry Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
His first year here had some pretty good success and some pretty interesting artists. Last year, more
doubled.
Success, doubled in attendance, and bigger names. This year, it's quite an impressive lineup.
It's set for June 2nd through 5th, and they've really... as its organizer says, put some money into the artist budget. Now, who you think's a big deal, I think, depends on you, because they do a
right.
lot of electronica. They do a lot of folk.
Right. But it's a genre-spanning lineup. I mean, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings are there, and they're pretty much kind of old-school R&B.
Mm-hmm.
My Morning Jacket, which is, I don't know, they're pretty straight-ahead rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Harper, who's a good rock and roll sort of R&B performer.
North Mississippi All-Stars.
Very familiar.
Dark Star Orchestra.
Mumford & Sons, which topped some people's list of best CDs of the year last year. They're kind of a folk band out of Britain.
Humphreys McGee, Ghostland Observatory, something for everybody. And we've got a story in today's What's Up, or you can find more at wakarusa.com.
Now, that takes place June 2nd through the 5th.
Correct.
And if this year is anything like the last 2 years, there might be a few more names that get added as the festival season gets closer.
Oh, absolutely.
I've heard some rumors.
And I think it's one of those things. They say tickets are selling very quickly already.
Yeah, people come from all over Mid-America, and I think with a lineup like this, even a little bit beyond what we consider Mid-America, it's going to be a big show.
If you want to go, you should check out wakarusa.com now and not be disappointed. Now, we've teased you about a lot of things coming up. Mm-hmm. There are things going on this weekend, never fear. Saturday, a very cool event with a sort of a musical twist. Shiloh Museum is doing its Christmas open house. But it's not a Christmas open house anymore.
I was going to say they're either very late or they're incredibly early.
A couple of years ago, they decided to move it to January and call it a cabin fever reliever. Mm-hmm. And this year, they're doing collectors. And still on the hill is their celebrity collectors. They collect balls.
I knew that Donna did spheres, balls of all kinds.
Yes. Fun, free, 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Maybe Special Collections someday will take her collection.
And her, yeah, maybe
know.
So.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's also going to be Depression glass and cars and all sorts of other interesting things. So it's free, Shiloh Museum in Springdale, 10 to 2 on Saturday. It's another bird weekend at Hobbs State Park Conservation Area. At 2 o'clock, Joe Neal is going to talk about winter birds of Beaver Lake on Saturday. And at 3 o'clock, you can go on the Eagle Watch Tour, which I'm still trying to get on. I will this winter. So call about that, 789-5000. Saturday evening, the Ozark Plantation Band.
I am very upset that I will be out of town because I really wish I could be at this. Because OPB, if you lived in Fayetteville or Northwest Arkansas 20 years ago or more.
Old school Fayetteville.
They were a big act, and you would, you know, go see them. They were local, but they don't play together that often anymore.
About the time of the Zorro and the Blue Footballs.
Yes, a little bit beyond that. Yeah, yeah.
Well, they will be playing at 7 o'clock at the Dixon Theater in Fayetteville. It's a fundraiser for a really couple of really good causes, Arkansas Support Network and Sources for Community Independent Living Services, both of which serve folks with disabilities to keep them in their homes and out in the community. And it's only $25 to get in.
And it should be a really good time.
I would call now, 756-5026 or 800-748-9768. There's also a CD release party Saturday night at George's for a compilation.
Yes.
It was created by Jeff Kearney, who's a local musician, and includes new releases by the Matt Smith Group, the Arrowhead Project, Gouda, and several others. Also performing Saturday night will be Randall Shreve and the Sideshow, the Matt Smith Group, One Ounce Jig, Hardaway,
and the Commoners,
and Perpetual Werewolf.
Good show.
9 o'clock, $8.
And celebrates music of Fayetteville.
There you go.
All right, Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.